How to right size packaging without failing ISTA. From Axiom Global Packaging Solutions. Right sizing is the largest single lever on packaging cost and the fastest way to turn a saving into a loss. Every gram of board you remove is money back and margin against failure gone. The discipline is not cut material, it is find the lightest construction that still satisfies constraints you wrote down first. What right sizing actually changes. Four things move, and they do not move independently. Box dimensions, shrink the void and you shrink the board, the void fill and the cube all at once. Board grade and flute, a lighter grade or a shorter profile, if the load allows. Internal components, fitments, inserts, void fill. Often the real waste. Pallet and container fit, the payoff that most cost models miss entirely. The fourth one deserves emphasis. Trimming a few millimeters per wall sounds trivial until it lets you fit another column per layer or another layer per pallet. Freight is frequently the bigger price than the board itself, and it is the one that shows up in someone else's budget line, which is exactly why it goes unclaimed. Write the constraints down before you touch the box. This is the whole method. A right sizing exercise that starts from a target percentage is not engineering, it is wishful thinking with a spreadsheet. Start from what must remain true. Stacking load, how much weight sits on the bottom case, for how long, at what humidity. Drop height, which follows from weight and handling mode. Parcel gets thrown, palletized freight gets forked. Vibration. Long road lanes fret and abrade in ways a drop test never shows. Line constraints, your case erector and sealer have a minimum and maximum blank size. A theoretically optimal box your line cannot run is not optimal. Retail or customer mandates, shelf-ready formats, labeling panels, customer-specific ISTA profiles. The compression arithmetic, and why you must derate it. Box compression strength scales with the edge crush of the board and with the box perimeter. Taller and wider boxes get more benefit from the same board. That relationship is why, just use a heavier liner, is often the wrong lever. Geometry may be doing more for you than grammage. What matters more is that the number from the press is not the number in your warehouse. Compression capacity is eroded by moisture. Board weakens as relative humidity rises, and the effect is large, not marginal. Time under load, creep, a stack that holds for a minute may not hold for a month. A lab test is a short duration event, storage is not. Pallet overhang, a case whose edge is unsupported loses the column that was carrying it. Misalignment, cases stacked off register do not transmit load through their corners, which is where nearly all the strength lives. Ventilation holes, hand holes and perforations, each one interrupts the load path. Apply the derates that match your real lane. If you do not know your warehouse humidity or your true dwell time, that is the first thing to go and measure, not something to assume a factor for. Retest. Do not reuse the old report. This is where right sizing programs fail audits. The previous pack's ISTA report certifies the previous pack. Change the board, the dimensions or the fitment and the test result does not travel with you, the failure modes genuinely change. A smaller box has less void for the product to accelerate into, which helps, it also has less board to absorb the impact, which does not. What to run after a change? ASTM D642 for box compression on condition samples. ASTM D4169 for the distribution cycle, or the ISTA profile that matches the lane 3A for parcel, 6 for the member specific e-commerce profiles. Conditioning to 23C, 50% RH so the result is comparable to anything else you have measured. Test the pack you will actually ship, with the product or a validated dummy of the same mass and rigidity. A test with a sandbag surrogate in place of a stiff product tells you about the sandbag. Where right sizing does not pay. An honest program knows when to stop. Right sizing gives back little or nothing when. The pack is already tight. If someone did this work 2 years ago, the remaining headroom is small. Saying so is more valuable than manufacturing a number. The product is fragile and needs cushioning, not board. Cushioning is a function of the fitment and the drop, and no amount of box optimization substitutes for it. SKU variance is high. A box that must fit 40 products fits none of them well. The fix is a size ladder, and the right number of sizes is a trade-off against changeover and inventory, not a packaging problem alone. Damage cost dominates. If damage returns are material, the optimization target is total landed cost including damage, not board spend. Shaving material to hit a savings number and then failing in transit is a net loss with better looking packaging KPIs. Keep the assumption log. Every right-sized spec should carry the assumptions it was derived under: stack height, dwell time, assumed RH, drop height, lean. When something fails 18 months later, that log is the difference between a diagnosis and an argument. It is also what lets you rerun the decision when the lane changes, and lanes change more often than specs do. Models are good at the search. There are a lot of combinations of grade, flute and dimension, and a machine will explore them faster and more consistently than a person. But the constraints are the engineering, and they come from your product and your lane. Get those wrong and the optimizer will confidently find you the cheapest way to fail.